Hello and welcome to Coach's Corner. I'm Coach Andrew Poritz from Ingenuity Coaching. I help people discover and fulfill their passions and greatness. My mission, to inspire and challenge you to dream big dreams, and with my coaching, help you to manifest those dreams into reality. You can visit my website at www.myfuturecoach.com and follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/CoachAndrew. If you're listening live and you have a question, the phone number here is 646-929-2893. Again, that's 646-929-2893. You'll be able to listen to the show on the phone, and if you press the number 1, I will know you have a question. We also have a live chat room right on the show page, so you can feel free to join in there as well. My guest tonight is Dr. Jeanette M. Anderson, also known as Dr. A., a leading chiropractor in New York City specializing in high achievers, premier athletes, and weekend warriors. Dr. A. has been in private practice for over 20 years. In 2002, Dr. Anderson was the medical director at the Liberty World Challenge for Outrigger Canoe, and in 2004 was selected the team chiropractor for the United States track and field team at the 2004 Olympic Games in Athens, Greece. Dr. A. is a mentor to junior-level track and field athletes and is on the medical staff for U.S. national and international track and field competitions. An accomplished athlete in her own right, Dr. A. is a marathon runner, a triathlete, an avid skier, and bike rider. You can learn more about Dr. Anderson at www.andersonpeakperformance.com. Dr. Anderson, are you with us?
Yes, I am.
Hello.
Hello.
Glad to have you on board.
Thank you for inviting me to be on board.
My pleasure. So, you've been in practice for 20 years as a chiropractor.
That's correct.
Wow. What made you choose chiropractic?
Well, they say about chiropractic that you don't pick it; it picks you. And it's sort of like a calling, like the clergy. And at some level, I truly innately believe that. I've always liked science and systems and the human body and animals, and the chiropractic just seemed like a natural fit when I started going to college and doing all my pre-med prerequisites. Can I say that word three times?
One more time's a charm, sure.
Yeah, don't ask me to spell it. And I was exposed to chiropractic as a little girl because my dad had very severe episodes of low back problems, and there's a story behind that as well. And so it just seemed like that was the right thing, the path to go down, and I never looked back. I have fun going to work every day. I love helping people, and it's I really couldn't think of myself as doing anything else.
Wow, that's great. You know, when I a little bit older than you, as far as I know, and back when I was in school and college, chiropractic was not really quite yet accepted the way it is today. It was a little bit, people like kind of looked at you funny. And I had a guy in my fraternity. His name is Joe Ashkenazi. And this guy was going to go to chiropractic school back in the 70s. And I remember everybody goes like, well, yeah, oh, why? And we all kind of looked at him funny. So I saw him a few years ago, and I saw him again last year at, you know, at a reunion party. And he and his wife, I'm going to tell you, they have not aged a day since the time I first saw them. And the first thing I thought of is like, okay, this guy had something that we didn't know about.
Mm-hmm. I totally agree, because chiropractic isn't just a form of medicine. It's also a lifestyle.
Tell me more.
Okay. I figured you were going to ask me that, but I thought I wouldn't, instead of going straight in, that you'd ask me the question you wanted to ask me. Chiropractic encompasses your body performing at its best by removing any type of nerve interference, and we can talk about that later, but letting the body work in harmony. And that means that its messages are working the right way, it's balanced, and that's the hub of the wheel in chiropractic. It's helping to first remove pain. Then beyond that, it's to correct a problem beyond that, it's to have all systems in your body working, as I said, more in harmony or in balance. And those are everything that's affected by your nervous system, which could be your digestive system, circulatory, respiratory, vascular, immune, endocrine, you get the idea.
Sure.
And really that youngness or what you see in your fraternity brother and his wife is because of that lifestyle. And if the hub of the wheel is having your body balanced and everything working in harmony, then what also the spokes of the wheel are sleeping and rest, proper diet, exercise, posture. The big thing in New York that I always talk to you about so many of my patients is the reduction of stress and therefore decreased stress, decreased the effect it has on your body. So if you try to work on those other things on the wheel of health, you invariably will live a healthier lifestyle.
I feel like we should be playing some sort of a game show, the Wheel of Health.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. Let's spin it and see what we got.
Exactly. That'll be kind of a fun game. I'd love to hear some of your ways of managing things like stress reduction. Do you have anything that you would love to tell me about?
Absolutely. A really easy one is breathing exercises.
Mm-hmm.
We're not taught to breathe properly. I work with a running coach that she actually teaches her runners how to breathe during practice and then during races, because obviously we come out of the birth canal and we first breath and you breathe, yet you see how a baby's stomach just goes up and down so quickly. Obviously their heart rate is
mm-hmm.
much quicker than an adult human, yet what happens is that we forget to breathe like that, and we're always breathing in and holding it. Especially women are not deep breathers. And whereas men are more belly breathers, women are more are chest breathers.
Mm-hmm.
And so you don't put in the right amount of oxygen, so your body's got to work harder. So reducing stress is learning how to just change the gear. So if you do some very basic breathing exercises for 10 seconds, which means that if somebody is really stressing you out at work, and you can't close the door
mm-hmm.
on them, but yet you can, take a break and excuse yourself. You could bring yourself into a quiet place, put your feet on the floor, close your eyes, and you breathe in and you breathe out. And you just imagine that the good air coming in and the bad air coming out. And I'm telling you, 10 seconds later, you open your eyes and you're in a different state.
So how long of a period of time would you do this breathing?
10 seconds.
10 seconds?
10 inhalations, 10 exhalations. We could try it at the end of the show.
Okay. Too bad we're not, on TV right now.
I know. With that Wheel of Health.
The Wheel of Health. That's going to be the new game show.
That's it.
Here
for
on Blog Talk Radio.
Question.
Welcome to the Wheel of Health. We're going to spin it around and see
that's
where
it.
You're going to go. That's really cool. So, So when you first started training in chiropractic way back when and now, what's different, if anything? Is the field changed at all?
Yes. Again, you say, when you were in college back in the 70s, in the 70s and even when I went to undergraduate in the 80s, having a four-year degree was still a big deal, right?
Sure.
Now I think the norm is to have a four-year degree,
mm-hmm.
right? That everybody has it. There's nothing that's special like it. It's almost like having a high school diploma, especially within the U.S.
Right.
And so what happens is that with chiropractic, your training is a four-year degree
mm-hmm.
with heavy on the health sciences. So
mm-hmm.
It's same thing as pre-med, your science, your chemistry, your biology, your physics, your math, et cetera. And then,
anatomy.
Mm-hmm. Right. That would be right with the basic biology, things
mm-hmm.
like that. And then chiropractic school, which depending on the school that you go to, it's either quarters or trimesters, but it's a four-year program. So by the time you're out, it's 7.5-8 years later, and you get your doctor of chiropractic degree. Yet also in chiropractic school now, a lot of the chiropractic schools have gone to become chiropractic universities where they also offer master's degrees in things like exercise physiology, that you can have a dual major when you graduate from chiropractic school. So there's a lot of kinesiology, things like that. So and they have absolutely increased the possibilities and the requirements.
Wow, very cool.
Right, and then we also go through the same thing as any type of medical professional, your national boards, and then your state licensing.
Mm-hmm. Now, I'm also going to repeat the phone number for anybody listening. If you'd like to call into the show and speak to Dr. Anderson, the phone number here is 646-929-2893. So waiting for some calls to come in. We have a number of guests who are in the chat room. And anyone in the chat room, feel free to post a question there. I'm checking it every few minutes to see if anybody posts something. Okay. So tell me, Dr. Anderson, Dr. A.
Mm-hmm.
I really liked it. In fact, Dr. A was one of a nickname of mine at one time.
That's right. Didn't you? I believe you told me a story once of how you got it on the basketball court, because you were so amazing out there, sort of like,
yeah,
Dr.
So,
J.
Yeah, so amazing, being 7 foot tall and stuff like that. No, actually, I was, as a kid, Dr. J was a very, very popular athlete, and I was probably as bad a basketball player as one could imagine. Like, my
he was
sky
as
hook,
good a basketball player.
Yeah, my sky hook would, like, go into the sky and just like, come back. So some kid used to like, hey, you're like Dr. A, man, you're amazing. He was like being, of course, a little facetious, but for a long time, as a result of that, people started calling me Dr. A. And here I am, one Dr. A to another.
That's it. That's
very
it.
Exciting.
Something in common.
We can, you know, consult now with one another.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. Or at least tell a lot of war stories, right?
Yes, or make, in my case, make them up. So tell me, what is about your practice as a chiropractor makes you different from other people out there?
I love that question. And the reason why I love that question is that I truly believe that your success in life lies in what you're passionate about. And I already spoke about that. I'm very passionate about chiropractic. Yet chiropractic comes in many different forms. And the type of population that I like to take care of is what you had mentioned in the beginning of the radio show. People that are active, that want to achieve in something in their life, whether it could be something sports-related, something business-related, something with their families, a personal goal, yet something that they have to work towards with every aspect of their life. And so what happens is that my patients come to me not because they have low back and neck pain. Sometimes that's the onset of why they come here. Yet what their lives are transformed into the fact that they're goal-oriented. They want, like New Yorkers, like so many New Yorkers. That's what is so much fun about practicing here. And they want to just be the best at whatever that they want to be the best at. And having the tools of a body that's functioning the right way so it can do the things you ask it to do is the most essential thing, because, as you know, without your health, you have nothing.
Mm-hmm.
So teaching people about what it's going to take on not just a physical level, an emotional level, a mental level, a spiritual level in order to get to that place, it takes time. And so what happens is that my programs throughout the office, depending if you want to run your first marathon, do a triathlon, start your own business, you know, just yet you just don't have the confidence in yourself that you could work those kinds of hours and at, you know, a career change at 50 or something like that, or you found that you no longer have a job, which is so true with our economy over the last few years, that you have to reinvent yourself.
Hmm.
Yet how do you have the physical tools to do that at this point, especially if you haven't been taking care of yourself up until this juncture? So what happens is that we work on so many things here in the office, not just getting rid of your pain, as I had mentioned, but, you know, helping you get in shape, lose weight, do different activities, whatever it is that floats your boat.
Hmm.
Because everybody has different ideas about what makes them go.
Sure.
And I really feel that a lot of chiropractors take care of just pregnant women. A lot of chiropractors take care of families, and I just get a cross section of all of those people, but yet what they like to be able to do is see results.
Mm-hmm.
And I will help them in a team approach in order to do that. We set up a program, and that's what we move forward with. Periodically check in, see how we're doing, modify, move, make referrals if we need to, again, because it's important on my end to have other people to refer to allopathic and non-allopathic, and to get the results.
Okay,
that people
hold
want.
On. What's an allopathic?
Allopathic is like a medical doctor, orthopod, mm-hmm. Anybody in the medical field. Non-allopathic would be something like a chiropractor, a naturopath, a massage therapist, an acupuncturist.
Gotcha.
Yoga instructor.
And by the way, now, speaking of like something like yoga, like with yoga, there's like Ashtanga yoga, and there's I can't even think of
Bikram.
Bikram, and mm-hmm. all these different styles of yoga. I know that in chiropractors, there's several different things. I know of network chiropractic.
Yes,
what are some of the other? Why don't you tell us about the different types? So, which one you are?
Well, I had a patient that called my front desk today, and she said, do chiropractors in New York adjust patients? And my front desk assistant said, her name is Cheryl, and she's fabulous, and she actually, I think, really runs this office.
Mm-hmm.
And she said, all chiropractors in New York adjust. And this patient was from California. She said, I don't know if all chiropractors really do adjust. And she had just never heard of such a thing. But you could adjust in many different ways,
mm-hmm.
forcefully or non-forcefully.
Mm-hmm.
And so what happened is that I'm a pretty petite person. I've been a long-distance runner, so I'm about that size.
Mm-hmm.
Yet I work on athletes and people of all sizes, from pro basketball, football players, and on down. And so what happens is that I like to move people's vertebra, the ones that are not in the correct position, and I really pride myself on moving the right bones, not all the bones.
Mm.
So what happens is I use a technique that is more of osseous adjusting, which is called diversified, which is the most common and the top one taught in all chiropractic schools across America. And then what happens is that I call it the Anderson technique at this point.
Cool.
Because of 20 years of practice, I've learned a lot of techniques. I've been exposed to many different techniques with the training that I've had and ongoing seminar work, et cetera, and then the practice of it. So it really, whatever the patient needs to get the job done. I recently was up at the Olympic Training Center up in Lake Placid in 2010 for a few weeks, and I really got involved with the Graston technique, which is a soft tissue technique that a lot of athletes will come in and ask for, and it's doing soft tissue release from like chronic muscle pain, fibromyalgia, chronic stress points, using stainless steel tools. And then I went ahead and got certified in it in January. So, so it's a never-ending process of educating yourself, because times change.
Mm-hmm.
Like I always explain, you got to put a new roof on the house every 20 years or remodel the kitchen. You got to remodel yourself too.
I personally have experienced different types of chiropractors
mm-hmm.
over the years. I remember a couple of people who were of the like, how many people can I get into my office in a week? And you're in and out, and it's a lot of cracking. And then there was a fellow I saw for a while who was a very long, long session, very quiet, mellow, and if you weren't really paying attention, we couldn't even tell exactly what was it he did, but he did do something. It was just so different. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And it was really good. It was completely different than the other guy.
Correct. Because we're all different. And
yeah.
Have you ever been exposed to the activator instrument?
not
the
the
little
activator.
Gun that goes click, click, click.
Oh, yes. Yeah. Actually, I have.
Yeah,
it just sounds very scary the way you.
Right, but it gets but it's a mechanical tool that gives the same amount of force click after click, whereas I can't deliver the same force with my hands to the same degree, adjustment after adjustment, right? Because my hands aren't mechanical tools.
Right.
And so what happens is that it works great for patients that don't like that noise, you know, that you always hear about, and you know that a chiropractor cracks your spine. Chiropractors do not crack anything.
Mm-hmm.
They adjust your spine, your vertebrae for the removal of vertebrae that are out of alignment, or what we call have a subluxation, which means out of alignment.
Right. But it does make that sound, doesn't it?
It does make that sound. So, and that sound is so loud in your ears also because it's so close to your neck.
Ah, true.
Right. So there's some soft tissue stuff. There's there's things that work on energy meridians. They work on the whole body balancing to the type of adjustments that, you know, everybody thinks that a chiropractor does, which is moving the bones. You know, you adjust on your side. And I do move a lot of bones. And as I said, some patients just, it's not for them. So
right.
You use the activator or you do more soft tissue.
Yeah, I actually had somebody who did both of those things.
Yeah. Like
the activator, the hand manipulation, it was all kinds of different things.
Yeah, isn't the hand manipulation great, especially for your hand that you use the mouse with all the time?
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Especially that elbow and shoulder.
So
and
guess what?
Ahead.
We have a couple of people who have questions. I see a couple of hands have gone up. What you can't see is I have this little switchboard, and when somebody has a question, a little hand pops up. So it's sort of like people are raising their hands.
Excellent.
I just think it's really cute.
All right, so are you like the teacher?
I'm sorry?
Are you like the teacher?
I am the teacher.
Okay.
You know, sometimes, you know, I've never let a substitute do the show because then I might get virtual spitballs, but, oh, never mind.
As long as they don't stick.
Exactly. So I'm going to take a question from, just give a warning to somebody in the 631 area code. We're going to have your question. Hello.
Excellent. Hi.
Hi, what's your question?
My name is Virginia. I have a question. I saw on Dr. Anderson's Twitter that she's the New York City running chiropractor. How does chiropractor help runners?
Virginia, are you a runner yourself? You must be with that kind of question.
Like a 5K type of a thing. I'm not the greatest runner. My husband's a much better runner than me.
Ah, but you both have an interest in running?
Yes.
Ah, that's great. Well, chiropractic helps runners, and that's really what I'm very passionate about because I've been running since I was 12, is that we work on identifying where your body is not balanced. And by a means of evaluating you, seeing everything from your feet up until your, you know, all the way up into your spine, of how your body's moving, your biomechanics, how your foot and ankle, knee, hip, and low back, how they all work together, because that's what is those joints are the ones that are affected when we run. And so what happens
when I'm running, I notice my like right leg sort of kicks out once, you know, when I get tired.
Right, and that could be because you have one leg that's shorter than the other. You could have some weakness in your knee joint, where this thing called runner's knee. You could have had or a combination of things. The muscles may be stronger on one side than the other, and so what happens is a lot of times that leads to some overuse soft tissue injuries. And even worse, it could to stress fractures or increase wear over the years, which will be arthritis. So by figuring out where the imbalance is, putting you in proper shoes, also working perhaps with a running coach, and on top of that, balancing that body so that the alignment is correct.
Okay.
And therefore, instead of being a car that is out of alignment and is heading off to the side of the side of the highway, we're going to put you on the highway straight. And therefore, your body's more efficient, so you're also going to run with more efficiency, and you're going to run faster. That's the bottom line. That's why we take care of Olympic athletes. It's not for to repair them. It's for gold medals.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thanks for calling in, Virginia.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
We have a very exciting caller I see on line four. Oh, my goodness. I know this number. Okay, this is my friend Susie Q is calling in.
Excellent.
Hi, Susie. Hello, how are you doing?
Are you that celebrity fitness person?
Yes, I am that girl. I'm the arms trainer. How are you?
Wow, the arms of a first lady. I can't believe I'm getting a call from you.
You are so nice. Thank you so much. I am enjoying the interview. I'm like sitting here online listening, and you guys are so fantastic. The energy is just so high, and I'm learning a lot just listening. So thank you for accepting my call.
Oh, I always will accept a call from you, Susie.
Wow.
You were actually, Susie Q, everyone, was one of my highest listened to shows a couple years ago.
Oh, my goodness. Well, you know, that was before Jeanette had come in to play here. So now things are about to change here drastically. So I'm going to hand that over. But I do actually have a question.
Okay.
And you know what? And this is something, you know, and I have to say, you know, ignorance, I don't know if it's really bliss. But one question that I had is, I have been interested in, of course, experiencing the whole chiropractic, you know, experience, having that healing hands being laid on me and doing so much physical training and stuff. You really, you do feel, you know, like you could be adjusted possibly. But the fear factor for me and what I've always heard is that once you go to a chiropractor, you're going to be hooked. It's going to be like drugs. You've got to keep going back, and you'll never be the same. And I don't know how true that is, or, you know, and that's been a fear factor for me.
So let me answer that question.
I'm afraid to be addicted.
No. There's a lot of different levels of chiropractic, like I had explained before. A lot of times people come in because they just want removal of pain.
Yes.
Right? And then you know, they'll return to my office years later with something else.
Okay.
Always calling me, my chiropractor, even though I haven't seen them in a few years. Fantastic.
Really?
Second type of chiropractic is, and this is a question because Coach Andrew or the other Dr. A had mentioned that he has fraternity brother and his wife were like so young and vibrant at their reunion, and you know, it's sort of like, you know, what secret do you have? Please let me know. And you know, because they were leaving a healthy lifestyle, but you can either get out of pain. Secondly, it's also about making a correction, and that's what makes chiropractic different. Is that it's like braces and a retainer. If you had your braces off when you're a teenager and you didn't wear the retainer, what happens to the teeth?
Everything shifts back.
Correct. Mm-hmm. So that's the second phase of care. And so that's where my programs come in and, you know, setting a goal to make a real change inside your body.
The third thing that
people use, and some people do come in, a lot of people come in for wellness visits, is because there's a lot of stress in their lives. They like feeling good. They like being able to sleep at night. Their body is working well. Their digestion's working well. Their muscles feel good, and also I have a lot of athletes that come in before their races. They want to, you know, they're training a lot, and so they want to make sure that their bodies are perfect.
Yes, so that way you can kind of get the best performance.
Correct.
High performance.
Correct.
I should say, correction, my peak performance.
Right. So it's really peak
performance.
Right.
So, yeah.
It's really not about an addiction. It's really just choosing, you know, what is going to work for you.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and that last level is really what encompasses people, is their families get involved, their friends get involved, and you know, it's just more of a healthier lifestyle. There's no drugs involved. You know, there's no surgery, no injections, no potions, no lotions. You know, there's also a time and a place for all of that.
Mm-hmm. And people could do this just by calling your office and just setting up an appointment, just
absolutely,
like that.
Absolutely. And
Okay,
hey, Coach Andrew, are we going to talk about what we're doing for community service over here too in the office, or should I mention it?
Sure. You know, it's we're going to talk about the bottle caps.
Yeah. Yes.
Wow.
So what's happening is, for all of you New Yorkers, and you know, we're so happy that we have a recycling program here that left a little bit after the recession started, right? But now it's back. But we don't recycle bottle caps here. You may think we do, but we don't. So I have teamed up with Aveda, the Aveda stores, which are all natural products that have been around for over 20 years, and they recycle their bottle caps. They send them to a place for that at their cost for a recycling area, and the proceeds all go towards clean water initiatives. So what happens is, and they're very environmentally conscious, so for the month of June, if you bring 25 plastic bottle caps to my office, I'll do an initial consultation and evaluation as that community service.
Well, that's awesome.
Yeah. So
wow.
We really thought, so at the end of the month, I'm going to, you know, carry over my four big plastic bags, because that's what I'm envisioning, of plastic bottle caps so that they can recycle.
Things have come a long way, let me tell you. Because when I was a kid, you collected bottle caps and you get, I don't know, a free picture of Superman or something. I don't know what it was, but I'm glad to see that somebody is bringing back that in a way that's really going to help the planet.
Yeah, it's really important. Are you familiar? Remember the Poland Spring bottle caps went from, they've become much smaller. Have you noticed that over the last year?
No,
to be a
I
lot
didn't.
Bigger.
I don't really know.
It's because they're trying to save on plastic because nobody recycles these bottle caps. And it could be a soda bottle cap, even though you shouldn't be drinking soda, water, detergents, you know, house cleaners, beauty products, you know, whatever it is. You just bring the plastic bottle cap.
Yeah.
In.
Well, I know the big bottles caps are very, like these very small flat ones compared to the big screw-on ones.
Right, right, like the kind you'd get off like a gallon of milk.
Yeah.
Right, those count,
I'm seeing
too.
That on water now.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Wow, that's great. So, Susie, thank you so much for calling with a question. And
no problem. It's a pleasure to be on the show.
And let me tell everybody that you could find Susie Q's Arms of a First Lady. Where could you find that?
Oh, well, you can just go to the website, SusieQFitLife.com, S-U-S-I-E-Q. FitLife.com.
Okay,
but
cool.
Yes, but thank you so much, and I appreciate that. And I'm going to have to book an appointment to see Janice.
Excellent. Thank you, Susie Q.
I'd love to experience you.
And bring those bottle caps, Susie.
Absolutely.
Yes, and I will definitely do that. And Andrew, you keep riding your bike. You keep cycling, sir.
Okay, I sure will.
All right. Thanks so much.
Susie.
Bye-bye, Susie. Thanks.
Bye.
Okay.
Love you.
I think we have another caller. You're very popular today, Dr. Anderson.
Excellent.
So we're getting several calls that come in.
I hope I can expose more people to chiropractic. This is fabulous.
This is great. This is one of the most call-ins I've had in a long time.
Excellent.
I have to tell you. I have somebody calling in from the 212 area code, and I'm going to take that call, so I hope you're ready to speak.
I'm ready.
Not you, the caller. Hi. Are you with us? Caller 212. No, caller 212 has fallen by the wayside. Wait, here we go. What's this? I hit the wrong button. Hello, are you there? No, we'll come back to you in a little bit. Okay, sometimes people press the number one button, they have a question, and then maybe they get a little distracted. Oops. Hello? Are you there? Dr. A?
Yes, I'm here.
Okay, good. Okay, we I was not able to get that caller on.
Hopefully they'll call back.
Hopefully they will call back. So where were we?
We were answering a few questions.
Yes.
We talked about the community service, which I think is very important.
Mm-hmm.
I always say it's not what you get from life, it's what you give.
Mm-hmm.
And I think it's very important to give you time and service. Karma's a boomerang.
It really is. So So do you do, aside from one-on-one kind of consultations, and do you do any kind of classes or is there anything else?
Hey, that's a great question. I do a lot of, would you like me to explain what I do in the office or out of the office? By the clinic or out?
Both.
Okay, let's start with in. We do a patient orientation once a month for all our new patients in the office where we talk about that wheel of health, and a lot of patients bring in their significant others, spouses, coworkers, mm-hmm. whatever. So I don't really like to lecture. I like to do interactive workshops because they're fun. And my whole object of speaking is for everybody to learn something and have fun.
So what might happen in an interactive workshop?
In an interactive workshop, what we do is whatever my topic is. Like I could go back to talking about the different aspects of health, of stress and proper rest and proper diet and exercise and posture and ergonomics.
Mm-hmm.
And so instead of lecturing at people, I ask questions. And if people get the questions right, I give them Hershey's Kisses, like, pennies, like it's a slot machine in Vegas. And whoever usually gets, the most pennies or the most Hershey's Kisses, they get a prize at the end.
Wow.
And you'd be amazed at how, it's always the quiet people that win. The ones that are sitting in the back, you figure out they're not going to say much. Wow. All of a sudden the hands are going up. Ooh, pick me. So I do that standardly for all our new people to the practice. And also, though, I bring in guest speakers on a regular basis. I have somebody coming in to speak about detoxification.
Mm-hmm.
I had a nutritionist come in and has written a book. She came in last month. So for being part of the practice, what we do is we have the workshops open to my whole patient population, and we usually put stuff up on our social media sites like Facebook and Twitter and also on the website. And also what we'll do is I do periodic talks with a running coach here in my office. Her name is Coach Mindy Sulkin, and she runs the running center, she's been doing it for at least 20 years. She's great at it. And I also lecture at different venues around New York City. I've been everywhere from the Harvard Club to the New York Athletic Club to all of those private sectors. I've been in quite a few boardrooms and big companies here in New York, from Madison Avenue to downtown to here in Midtown where I'm located. I'm regularly at the running company at the Time Warner Center, and I'm doing a whole lecture series, like three more lectures leading up to the marathon geared towards marathoners and people running their best marathon ever, whether it's your first one or your 15th one. And also we do a lot of new patient orientations. I've been at the Aveda store, if people want to know about chiropractic or about their health. Things at the Equinox, New York Sports, and then also other professionals that will ask me to come in, physical therapy clinics. So chiropractors and physical therapists really do get along quite well. We actually complement each other. I go to one twice a week myself right now. And yoga studios I can keep on going on and on, but
yeah,
I do at least two outside lectures a month always, and it's just people ask me to do it. And also I talk about what I'm an expert at in my field about, and that's where it gets onto a national level my running injury prevention and how to really perform at your best.
I have a question for you, which you're just actually making me think of a couple of things. But one, especially for the fact that, a lot of people who listen to the show are not in New York. They're all over the country.
Right.
Sometimes I get people from other countries who listen in because the Internet is rather broad. So how does one choose a chiropractor?
That's a really good question. I think most of it's referral.
Okay.
Like anything else.
Mm-hmm.
I found my best people by referral.
Mm-hmm.
You have people that are like you, that are your friends.
Mm-hmm.
Some in your family. Some of your coworkers. Maybe people in your, if I use a runner in your running club. on your crew and your, you know, with people you sail with or in your foursome that you golf with or,
right.
you know, your bridge club or your Mahjong league. And, you know, again, you know, or your prenatal classes. We get a bunch of through that as well. And it's a matter of, you know, word of mouth.
Oh, well, let's say you're, you know, you're a loner, you're Lee Harvey Oswald, but you want to get the adjustments. So how does somebody who doesn't have the network of people who might give them a good referral, how does somebody that find, is there like a things you would ask a chiropractor, or things you would look for?
That's a very good question because I have quite a few people that will even fly into New York, get evaluated. Mm-hmm. I'll tell them what I think and I send them back with their diagnostics, their and their X-rays. And we find them somebody somewhere in this world that you know that I can refer them to. Not to say I've got a network of people
right.
everywhere, but I can find somebody that knows somebody else. And what happens is that it's a matter of finding the right fit. You know, you mentioned you went to a chiropractor that was in and out, and another one that was spent more time with you. And I think that's the one that sort of it's just. From the tone I picked up from you, that was a better connection for you, right? That's the one that resonated with you.
I like different types. I mean, I know personally I do like being adjusted. Some I've been to chiropractors who don't really do the traditional adjustment.
Mm-hmm.
But I like all of it. I like I try to keep my mind open to all kinds of possibilities.
Right. Yeah, that's life, right?
It is.
So I don't necessarily have a
single way that I would want, but I'm really just curious from the point of view. Let's say somebody does not contact you, and they were to they would go online or they
right,
would.
Right, they would go online. That's all thing you could use a search engine like Google, put in chiropractic and a zip code. So you could do that. You could also find, some articles written by some chiropractors or something that you're interested in, or somebody that that you meet through a lecture, which is something else.
Are you like on Yelp or anything like that?
Yeah, I am on Facebook, Twitter, LinkedIn, and then the website AndersonPeakPerformance.com.
Wait, no, I don't mean for your personal social media, but Yelp is people. Who they've used the service or a place, and they start talking about it.
Even Angie's List.
Angie's List?
Yeah, Angie's List.
I didn't know Angie had a list. She never called me.
Yes, she did.
There she is.
She does.
I'm not familiar with Angie's List.
Angie's List started out as a small type of referral search engine for people in that were doing repairs, construction, et cetera.
Okay.
So therefore, if you wanted a contractor to come to your house and, you just moved to the area, you didn't know anybody, right?
Right.
Somebody to paint, consult Angie's List, and there'd be a few people that said, hey, I use Mr. Jones from down the street. He's fabulous.
Oh,
and
gotcha.
And now it's grown into, they even have commercials. I saw it, on TV, that they also, from professionals to restaurants, things like that.
I'm on a really cool list called Quentin's Friends.
Yes, you know what? I believe that I found out about Quentin's Friends through you.
Oh, how ironic!
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Quentin's Friends is like a closed Craigslist that you have to be nominated to be on, and spoken for having good good ways of being, being a good person. With
right.
humor and generosity and things like that. So,
right.
so it's when you get a recommendation from somebody there's just a higher level of trust and belief that's going to be a good thing to do.
Right, right. My practice is driven by statistically 90% referrals.
Mm-hmm.
Even from whether it be existing patients for being in practice for over 20 years or from an orthopedic surgeon to an MD to a massage therapist to somebody involved with sports but that's really where it's driven. So a lot of my patients come in just with a full expectation, hey, this person had great results here, I'm going to have them too. So it's a nice way to start out.
Right. So I'm just going to give out the phone number one last time. And by the way, if you call in and you have a question, press 1. If you don't press one. I will not assume you have a question. It's getting a lot of static on our line for some reason right now. So I know there's somebody who has called in but has not pressed one. Oh, yeah, see, that person just listened to me.
There you go.
We have a question from the 518 that's upstate New York. Hello.
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 Hi, so you have a question for Dr. Anderson.
Yes, I do. This is John calling. I am a retired senior citizen, and I'm an avid golfer. And I have found over the years that my handicap is dropping down because my range of motion is not working the way it should. And I'm wondering if chiropractic would help me out.
Absolutely. Absolutely. John, can I explain why? Hello?
Yeah, well, I'm here.
Okay, great, great. I really enjoy taking care of a lot of seniors, especially those that are active, because, 70 is the new 50, 80 is the new 60. It's just great how active people are into all decades of life. And what happens is that as we get older, though, we might lose our stretchability and flexibility. It is part of the aging process. So what chiropractic does is keeps the bones moving the right way and keeping your alignment working in balance so that the muscles that are on top of your bones are able to move correctly so that you're able to bend down a little easier because it's sort of like oiling the gears on a bicycle.
Mm-hmm.
And if you haven't oiled those gears, the gears don't change very well. And with chiropractic, what it does is by moving that spine, again, like adjusting those gears with some oil, the mobility is better. And so the bones begin to move better, and the muscles are more fluid. And with increased fluidity, you think about it, you're going to be able to hit the ball longer, your handicap's going to go down. So we take care of a lot of golfers, especially in the Northeast. It's the time of year starting from April forward. And we also find that with a lot of our golfers, we use orthotics in their shoes, which can also help, especially those that walk part of the course or will walk the course and not use a cart.
Now, could you give me a range of exercises that I could do at home also?
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. That's part of it. It's not just getting adjusted. It's really the exercises that you would do in the morning and then prior to your golf game. How many days a week are you golfing?
Three.
Yes, so it would give you daily exercises and then and specific ones to do right before you go out and play.
Now, would you recommend a monthly visit for somebody?
Yeah, right. We just got that question from Susie Q, where she said, do you become addicted to chiropractic, et cetera? For somebody that it wants to stay active like you, absolutely, because everything else that you do in your life is going to knock out that alignment, right? So you want to keep your body moving, and by getting a chiropractic adjustment, that's exactly what it will do.
Now, I've had friends of mine that tell me to go here and go there because the man has all kinds of machinery and everything. Do you, I've been listening to you when you say that you're hands-on.
Yes, yes. The most important thing is a chiropractic adjustment. Absolutely. And whatever type of adjustment that is. But a lot of machines can help your muscles, but nothing can adjust a spine, I feel, than your hands or a tool that's in your hands.
Right, right. Well, I thank you very much for
your
help.
You're welcome. Thanks for calling.
Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
Okay, great.
That was a good question.
Very good questions. So we're in our final bunch of minutes here. So first of all, why don't you tell me anything that you would definitely like to make sure that people know about, whether it's your website or anything, any announcements?
That's a very good question. Well, we talked about the Clean Water Initiative with Aveda,
mm-hmm.
with the bottle caps, and I feel very passionate about it. It's actually just sort of morphed as we've launched it in the last week. And as I said, do a lot of things of charity through the office, but this one seems to really hit home with people because, you know, we're just so environmentally conscious here living in a city. And I really think that for 25 bottle caps or more, to get your first visit here, which it's usually $175 for 25 bottle caps, pretty good value, and I turn it around and we help the environment.
Well,
so
if you think about it, I can just go out and buy 25 bottles of water, drink them, and bring in the bottle caps.
Yeah, yeah, and still be cheaper.
Absolutely.
Increase value, right? And
yes.
I really want to be able to increase the value of people's experience here, because it really is about an experience. It's a lot different, the fact that you come in, you meet my staff, you see the office, we tell you what's going to happen. We're very upfront with what you're going to experience here. And then you meet me for a consultation. We do a full examination. It's different for runners than it is for cyclists, than it is for the gentleman that just called about golf. I'll have people bring in sometimes their shoes, their golf clubs. I'll go out for a run with people. I'll go out for a bike ride. It doesn't matter.
Wow.
Yeah, yeah. And
I'm a bike riding kind of guy myself.
Excellent, excellent. Especially
I can't
in this
run.
City. That's all right. That's all right.
I can hide.
I have to start biking more, which I love biking, but I've been a runner since I was 12, so it's been a couple of years.
Yeah, biking just running will give me an asthma attack, but biking I could do 100 miles.
Right, the less work on your body, less stress on your body.
Right,
and so we talked a little bit about what makes my office different. I really care about what I do, and I think that it shows in every aspect of our office, from the experience you have that I mentioned, from what it looks like. I take great pride in our clinic here in Midtown. In the product that we have, which is a service of helping people and helping them and the people around them and their lives. And it's just a really, as I said, a great place to be, because I don't work. I just come to my office and have a great time. And
wow.
If anybody else can say that in the profession that they're in, you're in the right profession. And as I said, it works on a lot of different levels. Having your body balanced is not just physical balance; it's emotional, it's mental, spiritual that I mentioned, and whatever your spiritual thing is. I'm not here to say And yet it's a balance in your body. But when any of those things are off, it affects the physical form. It all goes into physical stress, right?
Absolutely.
Mental stress shows up as into physical, emotional into physical. And then it starts to wreak havoc on the body. And if we can keep your body balanced naturally, it to your benefit, so that you're healthy and you're not in the process of breaking down, because life is really like a traffic light, right? We started green. We started perfect.
Mm-hmm.
Over time, we go to yellow. Eventually, we will all go to red. And I don't know about you, but I will do anything I can to slow down the yellow and go back up to green as much as I can. And that's really what chiropractic is.
Yeah.
And that's the secret that your friends had at that reunion. Right?
Yeah, I'll never forget that moment of seeing them the first time, because I was in this room where, I hadn't seen these guys since the 70s. This was the first one was 2003. And, pretty much everybody, aged as you would expect somebody to age in those 25 years, except these two people. And it was so noticeable. Like, they looked like they walked out of a time warp.
That's just fantastic.
Yeah, and it was like, okay, I should have listened to Joe.
And I think part of it's some good genetics.
Yeah.
I'm knock on wood, thankful that I have, but a lot of it is your lifestyle.
Yeah. I normally ask this much earlier, but if you have any success stories, obviously no names or anything like that, but something that you can tell me about some great success stories you've had with people.
There's so many.
Well, just one or two.
Yeah.
We only have about 5 minutes left.
Okay. About 3 years ago, a friend of mine, and I truly believe that doing business and going to a doctor that's a friend of yours is the best thing you could ever do, because I think they care even that much more for your
mm-hmm.
your well-being.
Mm-hmm.
And she lost her sense of smell in childhood as a cheerleader. And she was a teenager. And she, you know, she got flipped they did these pyramids as a cheerleader, and she fell and, you know, landed on her neck and her shoulder, and she lost her sense of smell.
Mm-hmm.
So she was in the office for about 2.5 months, and she got her sense of smell back for the first time in her whole adult life. And by
wow.
that point, she was in her mid-30s. Yeah.
That's an awesome story.
Isn't it great?
Yeah.
it great? We just had a patient come in with ringing in your ears, which sometimes
mm-hmm.
just occurs.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times it will occur in patients over 50.
Yeah.
And we adjusted her 6 times, and I did that Graston technique I was telling you about that
mm-hmm.
I learned at the Olympic Training Center.
Mm-hmm.
And her ringing in her ears was 80% reduced. And also, I've been asked to do to write a research paper on it. So about and be published about it with the success of it, because there's not a lot out there. And that's just something that happened recently. I see a lot of patients that will come with fertility issues that haven't been able to get pregnant.
Mm-hmm.
People with, so there's some really good stories there. You know, they've tried everything. You know, they've been through how many cycles of fertility drugs. And I'm not saying that chiropractic in itself does it alone. You get a lot of, I think it's really a combination therapy that helps it out. But if the body's blocked and you unblock the body, it will enable it to function at a higher level. And I think my story, I have a personal story, and I think it's probably one of the most poignant, especially obviously to me,
mm-hmm.
is that I had breast cancer 6 years ago.
Oh, boy.
On the heels of one of my very good friends having stage 2, she said, "You're going to go get a mammogram when I'm done with this." So I said, "Hey, you know, I'm young for a mammogram. I'll go anyway." Well, I go for the first mammogram. I have no family history of breast cancer. And, of course, I get a call a week later saying, "You got to come in for, you know, more pictures. There's something suspicious." And so, you know, lumpectomy later, and, you know, here I am. I have breast cancer. And I have I had the Sheryl Crow disease, the same one
that
she had.
I'm sorry,
the Sheryl
that?
Crow disease. Sheryl Crow had breast
gotcha.
Cancer. She had the kind that, you know, we had the same kind. So some people seem to know a lot about hers because she opened a whole breast cancer center in L.A. after she recovered from hers.
Mm-hmm.
So my choices in my 30s for my type of breast cancer was tamoxifen, which would have put me in menopause, which means no children.
Mm-hmm.
Radiation, which if you get radiation on the area once, not so effective again. Or a double mastectomy. So I decided that I didn't really like any of those options. So they took out the lump, and the rest I consulted with a chiropractor that I know through my chiropractic connections
mm-hmm.
In my field, and somebody that travels all over the world taking care of end-stage things, you know, cancer, tumors, leukemia, a lot of different things. And I went to see him. And
mm-hmm.
he said, "This is what we're going to do. We're going to clean out your body. We're going to put you on this special nutrition, this special diet for the next 2 years.
Mm-hmm.
And this is what you're going to do." And that's what I did. And may I say, I still went for all of my checkups like I'm supposed to, you know, that for my doctors here in New York. And I once asked my surgeon, I said, "What's the statistic of people like me that opted to do this?" She said, "Well, nobody opted to do what you would do." And here I am 6 years later to tell you all
wow.
about it, cancer-free.
So,
and it was because of a chiropractic lifestyle. And as
great.
I said, a combination of things, yet it's truly a chiropractic lifestyle.
That's a great story. Believe it or not, we're at the end of our show.
Yeah, it's, wow, 10 o'clock.
Yeah, 10, just about. We have 1 minute to go. So I want to thank you,
well,
Dr.
Welcome.
Jeanette Anderson. And we can find Dr. Anderson at andersonpeakperformance.com.
Correct.
Okay, and thank you very much. Thanks, everyone, for listening. Our next show, I'm very excited about June 30th, Dee Wallace, who played the mom on E.T., will be my guest to talk about her new book.
She was a very pretty lady.
She sure is. You could find me at myfuturecoach.com. Follow me on Twitter at twitter.com/coachandrew. Thank you and good night.
Thank you for allowing us to share chiropractic on your show.
My pleasure.
All right,
everyone.
A good night. Thank you. Good night. Bye.